TechNem's new Piston Twin and the rollout in North America. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome to Peter O. Knight Airport in Tampa, Florida. We're here with Dave Labor, who is the VP of Flight Training Services for TechNem North America. And we're here to talk about this cool-looking twin we've seen flying at Oshkosh and didn't get to talk to you there. And so we're here to do it at AOPA Summit. Dave, thanks for taking a few minutes out.
You're quite welcome.
This plane was doing some remarkable things that I saw older pilots, veteran pilots of twin-engine aircraft, kind of with their jaws hanging. Tell us about the design of this aircraft and what it's for.
Well, it's basically a flight training aircraft. Professor Luigi has been doing this for 45 years, designed this aircraft. He also designed the Panavia, and so you can see the similarities and lines between the two. One of the things that makes it easy to do that kind of performance is the fact that we've only got two 912 Rotex engines on both sides, 100 horses a side. So if you're doing single engine work, the rudder work is very easy on this aircraft.
Now that sounds intuitive as far as keeping things in line yaw-wise, but how does it perform with one engine out?
The book numbers are low on everything that I've seen. I've been flying this aircraft almost 30 hours now in this country, and we're seeing 250 feet a minute at 80 knots VYSC blue line on a single engine.
Well, I know at Oshkosh, there was some pretty wild stuff going on in the sky there on one engine.
I saw the videos of him doing it. I wasn't able to make it this year. But, yeah, he's a very aggressive pilot, and he really wants to show what this aircraft can really do. I would love to be able to develop a program that we could take this aircraft around the country and show that it can perform on a single engine, but that's in the future for right now.
Well, the knife edge pass was particularly impressive.
That's what everybody said, and so I need to meet this guy, and we'll do some serious flying together.
All right. Well, let's talk about where this aircraft is aimed. You talk about it being a training aircraft, and I think a lot of people maybe have the misconception that the twin engine piston market is dried up and blown away. What's the story here?
This aircraft has operating costs and variable operating costs in the single-engine aircraft range, somewhere between a 172 and an SR-20. So one of the things that we like to say is that you're operating a twin at the cost of a single. And so, yes, everybody's gone upscale. The cost of fuel has gone up. But this aircraft, because it has Rotax 912s, can use autofuel or 100 low lead, and we can operate with 10 gallons an hour between both engines.
What made TechNem the company to bring this airplane forth? I mean, they have some specific expertise.
Yes, they do. And I think specifically they brought this aircraft as a training aircraft around the world because operating costs on all the other aircraft, the training aircraft, have gone up through the roof. But because the two things, because the operating costs are low and because of the ease of flying of the aircraft, we're seeing another market. I'm seeing a market for guys who have lower time multi-ratings. They can get their multi-rating in this, and or they can actually fly this aircraft safely with just a few hundred hours of total time.
Now, who is going to be buying this aircraft to provide training? Where are the sales happening, or are they happening yet? Are you to that stage?
We are in the process of developing a distributorship and dealers, so we're looking for distributors and dealers around the country. I'm talking specifically to flight schools who would like to step up into twin training or flight schools that have older twins and would like to get a more modern fleet that is definitely less expensive to run.
Let's talk specifically about the economics of getting into this aircraft. What is the projected price when it's available here in the States?
Projected price for an analog system with a 430 is about $410,000. With a G1000 fully loaded, we're talking underneath $500,000 per copy.
Now, how does that compare to what's out there now? I mean, when I think twin-engine training, I think of having to fly 20, 30-year-old hardware almost anywhere I go.
That's true. I mean, that's what people have out there. They can't afford to buy new aircraft. Our competitors are still higher priced for initial cost and also for variable costs. But the reason is because nobody is running around with 100 horsepower engines.
We'll be back with more with Dave Labor of TechNem North America in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin Wass GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're going to fly in the soup, you got to have an opener. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. Paul Plack here with Dave Labor of Technam North America. Now, you're involved in business development for Technam North America, which implies more than just this aircraft. What are the synergies between the aircraft that share the model lineup with this aircraft?
It's a very interesting process. All the other aircraft that we're flying and using are under the light sport rules. But every one of these aircraft had the same engine, the Rotax 912. So for maintenance purposes and for learning curve for an operator, he can operate an entire line of aircraft. And that's really where we want to go. We have high wing aircraft. We have low wing aircraft. We've got aircraft specific for training with the wing designed that way with struts. And then, of course, now we have a twin, all of them using the same engine and all of them using the same manufacturing process, basic aluminum structure.
Let's talk timeline. When might we see a twin like this behind us here showing up on a local ramp?
Spring. Spring, the first aircraft is coming in. By summer, we're going to have the second aircraft. We have the head of Technam here for this show also, Paulo. And so what we're looking at is to develop the market here in this country. We want a lot of excitement. We want people not only on the light sport coming in, but we want to rejuvenate the light twin market. And I think this aircraft can do it.
All right, now, Technam North America, people, I think when they hear Technam, they think of the origins of the aircraft from a manufacturing standpoint being in Italy. What is it about this aircraft that, and this whole line of aircraft that looks so beautiful that we haven't heard more about them?
They're wonderful flying aircraft. There's absolute magic to flying these aircraft. They're not difficult to fly, but they're very well balanced. And, you know, there's a lot to be said for having fun in an aircraft, just for the joy of it. We've got a low-wing aircraft, the Sierra, that you can slide the canopy back and fly it with the wind in your hair. We've got standard high-wing aircraft that are very similar. We can put analog instruments. We can put glass cockpits in. We can cross the technology range. And so I think the bottom line is they're fun. And there's a lot to be said for that.
I guess my question is, how have these airplanes sort of flown under the radar, and what does that imply for your job and your challenges as a marketing guy?
I'm not the marketing guy, but the specific question is important, and that is have to get the word out, and that's something that we're doing right now. We're doing it with these shows. We're taking these aircraft on tour, moving them around the country, and let people see for themselves what it is that Technam has to offer.
Well, according to what I can tell on the line here and from the tire kickers, they've got a lot to offer to a lot of different audiences.
Well, it was a lot of work to bring five aircraft down here. And so we did that intentionally to show the entire line. And we want people flying these aircraft. So we want to get them up demoing the aircraft and flying them. But we do have an extensive line of aircraft here.
Dave, thanks for sharing some time with our listeners, and best of luck to you.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Find out more about the Technam P2006 Piston Twin and the company's other aircraft at www.flytechnam.net. That's T-E-C-N-A-M. Be patient. The website is still under construction. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.